Now, this is my advice. Don't ever speculate until you've invested, and don't ever invest until you've saved. In other words, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. Now, what I'm about to say is probably going to go against the grain of probably 90% of the people that are going to try to sell you how to get rich quicks. Maybe 95%. So I'm just putting it in context for you. Even your own financial advisors, let me give you a little hint on financial advice sometimes. I've had the opportunity to work with companies like Merrill Lynch Company and Schwab Company and a few other companies and some of their brokers. And just because they are brokers does not mean that they are savvy financiers and financial managers and masters. They may be just in a job, they may be living over their means, and they may actually have debt. They may not have any self or net worth, believe it or not. In fact, 4% of 200 people in a company that I actually consulted and spoke for one time, which is a financial company, only 4% of them had $1 million status, a net worth status. 4% out of 200 people. That's 8 people. And they were advisors to a lot of people, thousands of people. So that doesn't guarantee it, because they may actually be living way up on a high end of a horse, big house, big this, nice cars, everything else, and actually be leveraged out to the hilt and have no money at all. And they are trying to get rich quick just like you, and they may be putting you into speculations and things that make them money in buying and selling with high turnovers without you actually making any stability of growth. So that doesn't guarantee it. So you really want to kind of investigate who you're getting your advice from. And also, you also want to make sure that you don't speculate before you invest, before you save. The institutions many times are designed, because of the competitive marketplace, to try their best to get the biggest yields in as short a period of time. This actually can set sometimes these mutual funds and some of these investment companies into big returns for a year or two or three, and then big crashes for 2 or 3 years. And you can go through a high volatility. And the drawbacks to you of that is you actually get manic and think you're actually successful during the up phase, and then get depressed and want to sell out all your profits on the down phase, and you're back to zero. I actually did a radio show with Bill Woods in Houston, Texas one time. And Bill Woods has been on the radio for 28 years. He's a financial advisor. He's been around the block. He's about 68 years old. He's been around. He's well-respected. And I got the opportunity to be on there and be interviewed on this show. And he told me something that was shocking. I didn't even imagine this. He said he has gone through over 100,000 clients in the years that he's been in business and looked at their portfolios. Hundreds of thousands of people, 100,000 people. In the process of doing, he said, the net average return for the average investor that's trying to get rich quick is between a positive 2 and negative 2%, averaging out at zero. How many of you know that you have done some things that's, quote, and I'm going to put in quotation marks, lost you money? Put your hands up. Look around the room. How many of you have attempted to get it rich on a little quick note, and that's what bit you? Put your hand up. How many of you got involved in an investment that went up, you got a little manic, you got blinded by it, then it crashed, and you got wounded, and you either sold out or you had to ride the thing out, and you got wounded, and during the wounding process, when you're bleeding like that, sharks come in with quick-rich schemes, sharks that come in and try to get the rest of your money as you're down. How many of you know what I'm talking about? A wounded animals like that, that are bleeding like that, have sharks come after them. You're sending out an antenna that says, all right, I'm ready for, because I'm hurting, I don't want to lose all my money, so I'm ready to quickly get my money back quick. So anything that'll do that, and so you get vulnerable to these emotional states instead of following strategies. So the number one thing you want to do is you want to save. Believe it or not, I met a guy the other day, he's got $8 million saved. This guy has kept his money in probably the least likely place you'd imagine it, in a bank. He's never gone out of a bank. He's put all his money for all these years, $8 million, in a bank. making very little percent, barely over inflation in some cases. But he says, I have never lost any money. How many of you, even though you didn't put it in a bank and you put it in all kinds of investments, if you never lost any money, you'd still be farther ahead than where you are today? Put your hand up. If you never lost any of it. Warren Buffett's teacher, Benjamin Graham, said the key is not to lose it, to preserve principle. Everybody write that down. Preserve principle. Preserve principle. Preserve principle. It's so often that people are trying to sell you on how to leverage yourself in high gearing ratios to make huge returns very quickly. And during the upswing of the market, people are doing that and they're making fortunes. And you're very vulnerable during that time. And then when the market goes the other direction, in whatever field, whether it be the stock market, the real estate market, or whatever, then all of a sudden the gearing goes in the opposite direction, and then you're losing sometimes great fortunes. Or you're getting stuck with great debts. Well, this gentleman, $8 million, he just kept it in the bank. And what he did is he just methodically saved, methodically saved, methodically saved, methodically saved, methodically saved, and never lost any of his money. He was still better off than a lot of people that save, try to make big killings, get elated, market goes down, they get depressed, they sell, and they're back where they started, and they go back and forth and they oscillate around it, and they really don't make that much progress. This is what Bill Wood was trying to say. As Benjamin Graham said, time in the market is more significant than timing the market. Time in the market is more significant than timing of the market. I'm going to say that again. Time in the market is more significant than timing of the market. Speculation is timing of the market. You're dealing with basically a speculation. Time in the market is a savings. Savings produce more than investing, and investing produces more than speculation statistically. So I'm going to try to get you to make sure that you have done some savings before you attempt to do investing before you take on speculation. If you do, you've earned the right to risk. I'd like you to write that. Earn the right to risk. Earn the right to risk. A financial advisor, one of the common things that a financial advisor does is attempts to identify your risk tolerance, your toleration of risk.